Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 3, the Friday edition of the show. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Be the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Now, child pornography. It's a big issue. It's bad. Kids are harmed in the making of it.
Not always, apparently.
People are thrown in jail because of it. And if you're harming children, you should be punished. No doubt about it. However, Johnson, you've got a kind of an interesting twist on this whole story.
Well, a computer expert, this is out of the from the BBC, a computer expert has admitted to altering pornographic images of women to make them look like girls. Stafford Sven Tudor Miles, that's his name, 38, admitted 5 counts of attempting to make indecent pseudo-photographs of children at Teesside Crown Court. Now, that's the charge. Attempting to make indecent pseudo-photographs of children.
They have a charge like this?
Apparently they now do.
Okay.
He also admitted to 2 further charges of possessing indecent pseudo-photographs and breaching a sex offender's order. Tudor Miles of Bankfields Road, Eston, near Middleborough, Teesside.
Now, this is some other foreign country.
Right.
This is the Great Britain.
Right,
okay.
Great Britain. Will be sentenced on the 8th of September. The pleas were entered on Wednesday after Tudor Miles failed to have the charges thrown out of court. At an earlier hearing, the court was told he used his technical know-how to digitally reduce the breast sizes and alter the genitals of nude women, making them look like girls. He added school uniforms to make some images using graphic software. Cleveland police raided his home, and the charges relate to late January and early February. It says here, very convincing, the court said that Tudor Miles had asked his general practitioner for medication to reduce his urges and had sought psychiatric help. Judge Peter Fox QC, the recorder of Middlesbrough, granted him a conditional bail while a pre-sentence report was prepared. The judge told Tudor Miles, you should be prepared at least for a prison sentence.
Well, you know, I mean, he's not doing anything to kids. I mean, isn't he sort of controlling his urge in his own weird way?
I would think so. But apparently, Ray Savage, a forensic computer expert for the Cleveland Police, said...
I mean, here we're punishing his desire as opposed to his action.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very strange. What if he had a computer alteration? What if he just drew a comic book picture?
Yeah.
I mean, should we send somebody to jail for drawing a pen and ink?
Well,
with a ballpoint pen on a lined sheet of paper, you know, drawing a naked little girl? Should we send them to prison for that?
I don't think so.
That appears to be the direction they're going. This Ray Savage guy for the Cleveland Police, he's their forensic computer expert, says, this is quite unusual. The work taken in carrying out this process is quite disturbing. Some of the images are very convincing, while some are quite crude and wouldn't fool anybody. Other than to please the eye of the person who created it.
Now, as a graphic person, Johnson, I mean, you've majored in this. You know exactly what this is about. Wouldn't it have been easier for him to just go to barelylegal.com? I mean, why did he go through all of this effort?
No, he wanted to make them look like children, not barely legal. He wanted to make them look illegal.
Well, don't you think, I guess Ian's asking, wouldn't it have been easier to scour the internet and find pictures of naked girls rather than altering pictures of women to look like...
Would it have been easier for him to find child porn
All the work he put into it. It would seem to me...
Maybe he put all the work in thinking that he would be okay. Maybe he put all the work in thinking...
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm sure there are places on news groups or something like that where you can get actual real child pornography, but it's sick. I mean,
I've never put in that sort of search because I'm scared to do it, but I'm interested in knowing how easy is it to find child porn on the internet, because these sorts of stories come up, and it makes me sort of wonder. I mean, it seems to me that it would be relatively easy, because there's enough people out there that want that sort of thing, that it's going to be on the internet.
To tell you the truth, I don't think, you know, I've seen porn that is deviant, and obviously there's a lot of it on the net. child porn is not that stuff. And you can't even help seeing it sometimes on the internet. You know, some of the stuff that'll just come across or be pushed in front of you. And child porn is one of the forms that I think would come up least, actually. At least really? It's not billed that way. It would be billed as, you know, young adults or barely legal, you know, people who are, in fact, 18 years old, I would think. Stuff that you see more often is stuff that's either scatological or bestiality. That's the type of stuff that's out there all over the place.
Okay.
And that's
but that's not illegal.
Disturbing.
Right.
Sure is.
Is it?
It sure is. Bestiality? Yeah.
It's scatological. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means.
Okay.
We can't get into what it means.
No.
But,
no.
But the bestiality thing, I understand the act is illegal, but I didn't realize the pictures of that were illegal.
No. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I believe
that. I don't think they are.
I don't think they are.
I'm pretty sure that
if
they
you
are.
If you can clarify that, 800-259-9231, if you're a bestiality expert.
Yeah, in the United States, I believe that they are.
What I'm confused on this, it says here that he used his technical know-how to digitally reduce the breast sizes and alter the genitals of nude women, making them look like girls. Now, as a graphics expert, certainly you can do these things. You can take weight off people, you can add weight on people, you can modify, but you can only do so much to faces. So I'm presuming he must have taken maybe photos, say, from Barely Legal with young-looking ladies in the first place,
mm-hmm.
and then somehow reduced them down.
Right.
Because it really wouldn't make sense if you took a woman in her 40s and just reduced her breast size. That wouldn't make her look like a kid.
No.
Right?
It's not.
And
there's actually somewhere a website where you can actually take and upload your picture, and it'll take your facial structure, and it'll make you Asian, African-American,
really?
Old, young.
Wow, that's cool.
What you look like when you're a teenager. Like, it has all this stuff.
Do they charge for it? Is it free?
Oh, that's free. I'll find the link. I'll post it on
the BBS. Yeah, post on the BBS. So the question, of course, here is, did this man do something wrong? Should he be prosecuted? Should he be spending time in jail for altering existing photos, legal photos, of women?
Because, and at which point...
For his personal collection.
It's the same thing, to me, it's really the same thing, as drawing a picture of... A lewd
and
situation
these,
with a child.
And these anime people, these
that's
anime freaks that are over there, the hentai and
right.
all that stuff, they draw stuff with schoolgirls all the time.
They sell the panties of teenage girls over in Japan.
Oh
I mean, there's it's a whole different culture
over
there.
Saliva over there.
Yeah, it's a whole different culture over there.
What do they do with the saliva?
Who knows? Whatever they want.
They bought it.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I want to know if you think this guy has crossed a line. Is the government correct for going after him? I just don't think so.
I'm so entertained at how fast you said never mind.
What about stories? What about you asked about drawing stick figures
right.
or drawing pictures or hentai, which is a version of Japanese anime, which is more of a sexualized pornographic nature, as
mm-hmm.
I understand it. So there's all kinds of fantasy out there. Fantasy creations in regards to teenage girls. And
yeah, what if you write a little erotic story that includes kid sex? And I'm sure that I've read them.
You have?
Well, I mean, haven't you? You haven't read a lot of stories that involve sex between two kids or sex?
You mean like classic books, that sort of thing?
Not classic
with
books.
Kids fooling around.
Novels?
Are you talking about sex?
Well,
stories?
I'm not saying that
like
they...
Like Penthouse Letters?
No, I'm not saying they get that graphic or anything, but yeah, I mean, you know, stories...
Like Romeo and Juliet? I mean, that would technically
there you go.
Be, right?
Why wouldn't that be
teenagers.
Porn? Why wouldn't that be child
porn? We
should
porn? Ban it from all of our schools, because it technically would be.
Yeah, it really
according
is.
To these rules.
14 and 15-year-olds.
This is crazy. 800-259-9231. Of course, one thing that we all know about 14 and 15 and 16-year-old kids is they sure do love to drink, don't they?
If they can.
Yeah. Madison, Wisconsin, according to Channel3000.com, the ease of buying alcohol online hasn't changed over the years, but now more teens know about the practice. With an internet search engine, teens have access to arguably the largest liquor store, according to WISC-TV. It's a significant problem, said Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager. We are not sure to the degree of the problem.
We just heard about it.
They're scared now. They're trying to scare the parents, and they're trying to pass legislation. to ban online internet online liquor sales. Get into a little bit more of this. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs, you can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-7568, 800-430-7568, that's 800-430-7568.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Here's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. And you can get on our updates list as well. If you want to be clued in whenever there's something to know about the show, you get on our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll know first. Updates.freetalklive.com. And you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Well, everybody, we better crack down on the internet because teens have figured out how to use the internet to get alcohol. It's time to pass some more laws, at least according to some people in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, these are the teens that are that plan ahead. I don't know. I would have never been able to plan ahead like this as a teenager. For one, you have to be able to get a credit card,
right,
to be able to purchase things online. Yes, a bottle, a 1 liter bottle of Kettle One is about $30.
Good deal.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's cheaper than you're going to get it.
What
at
about
usually
Wild
the,
Turkey?
I don't know. I mean,
how about Colt 45?
I'm not picking.
Oh. 45.
I'm picking things with class, Ian. I'm sorry.
Wait, how is it that one form of alcohol has more class than another? Just the kind of bottle that it comes in, the price range that it exists in?
Marketing, my friend.
Yeah. It's all alcohol. Anyway, Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager.
They should have a beer that is from De Beers.
A 2003 National Academy of Sciences report showed 10% of teens are buying their alcohol online. Also, one out of every 10. And the number continues to grow. Some places they're used to, like MySpace.com, word travels fast through sites like that, according to someone from Arrow Counseling. A website named PointClickDrink.com shows how easy it is for teens to buy alcohol online. In a video on the site, an underage teen is seen ordering a bottle of liquor online. Aren't all teens underage for buying alcohol?
Yep, they would
be. Is seen ordering a bottle
except
of liquor
in Canada
online, and it arrives days later without any questions asked. Our students, our young people are very computer wise, so they know how to get this, and the word travels fast.
And they're really smart, and their parents don't check the nondescript brown packaging that comes for their children.
And
their
credit
card bill.
Silly
or
enough to give their kids credit cards. Lautenschlager hopes that Congress will recognize the importance of the issue and tackle it, along with 34 other attorney generals.
I think he just hates his name because his name sounds like an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, well, it's a woman. It's Peg.
Oh, she.
Ms. Peg says, apparently, along with 34 other attorney generals across the country, have tried to ban these purchases, but a recent Supreme Court ruling found it violates the Dormant Commerce Clause. Quote, the bottom line is still, unless we have the tools to limit, we really have an enforcement nightmare on our hands. 21 states currently have, because we can't have kids getting their hands on alcohol. I mean, if we crack down on these internet sales, that'll be it. It'll be over. Kids will not be able to get drunk.
I bet I know what she needs. I bet I know what she needs besides law. You know, because I know she's probably not going to get
sex?
The law. No, she needs money. They need lots of money for their department, right?
It is an enforcement
tax money.
Nightmare.
Yeah, it's an enforcement nightmare. Oh, gotta enforce it. Gotta get all sorts of tax money for that department. Never gonna be good enough. They're gonna have
How are you ever gonna stop this?
You can't.
Yeah.
Unless you ban alcohol sales online. Because what is the distributor supposed to do? What's the website operator supposed to do? How many?
Go out of business.
Well, if there is some way to keep them in business, how are you supposed to verify that this person is the age that they claim to be? I mean, typically the way you do it is by click yes if you are over the age of 18. And then if you put in a credit card, it's presumed that you are an adult because you can't be a teenager and get a credit card.
Well,
or at least you can.
I suppose you could make, if
I guess you can be a teenager.
You could make the credit card companies disclose whether or not the person is 21 or over as part of their information.
You could.
Yeah, I mean, that's really about all you could do.
Or you could just lower the drinking age to 18.
At which I think will save lives. Yeah. I really believe that.
It sure would. And it would make sense, too, since they're legally adults.
Yeah, and they can legally make decisions like that. Though
and
I
they can
say
legally die in a war for this country.
Right. Though I would
that's
say
the original
should
argument.
We should go all the way and just abolish
absolutely
the drinking age altogether.
Works for France.
Well, you know, it's funny, in Europe, they managed to make it without a drinking age.
There's no drinking age whatsoever in
different
Europe?
Places in Europe. Different countries have different rules, but
for the most part, it's fairly acceptable.
You know, it bothers me so much. I mean, college kids die from alcohol poisoning because
sure they
know that they're not allowed to drink out. They know that they'll get shook down and they'll find any alcohol that's on them. So they do what this they call pre-gaming, which before they go out, they drink heavily so that they'll be good and trashed when they get to wherever they're going.
Got it.
And when you drink that quickly and large amounts, that's when intoxicated turns to dead.
21 states currently have laws on the books banning online sales of alcohol, but PEG says those would likely be tossed out in court due to dormant commerce clauses. Experts advised concerned parents to keep a watch on what their kids are doing online. They also suggested parents look at credit and debit card statements and watch for a change in behavior, which can also be a sign of drug abuse. Look, why is it that these people, PEG and her ilk, why is it that they just... Why is it they don't understand that this is not ever going to stop? Do they really believe that they can put a stop to teenage drinking? I mean, do they really believe it?
I think
how can they?
Half of the problem with teenage drinking is trying to stop them from drinking. If your kids grew up understanding what alcohol was, how it worked,
mm-hmm.
What responsible use of it at home is like, I don't think they're going to go out and do the crazy beer funneling things.
I think you're probably right.
I mean, does it make any sense to you? Does it make any sense at all that your child might, would grow up in a home where they drank beer or wine or some sort of alcoholic beverage at a meal or afterwards to relax or something like that? Imagine a home like this. It's not too far out where a 13-year-old can do that. And then when that 13-year-old hits 16 and his friends want to go out and funnel a case of beer together.
Woo!
I don't see that 13-year-old saying,
"Yeah,
that's a really great idea."
Well, it's an emotion. I think a lot of these people are having an emotional reaction because all the deaths that occur in the United States every year, 3.5% of them are alcohol related.
Okay.
So I mean, there's so many of these people that they just have an emotional reaction. They're just like, "We need to stop this." And they have no idea how to go about it.
And you can't.
Make a law!
It makes me wonder, were they not drinking at all when they were kids? Did they not break the law when they were kids? Because when I was in high school, I didn't know anyone. To be fair, I knew one guy. And he died when he was 17 in a car accident. But besides him, I didn't know anybody who hadn't broken the law and engaged in underage drinking.
Hold on, the one guy that...
The one guy who didn't break the law...
He died in a head-on collision.
God. See? Only the good die young, baby.
And did he die? Was it alcohol-related?
No. I don't think so.
Was the other person drinking?
No, he was not drinking. The other person, I don't recall. They crashed right over the median, head-on, internet, or interstate, bad stuff. Yeah. Anyway,
I know somebody. I know somebody who had an accident like that and actually killed a passenger. She fell asleep at the wheel.
Really? Well, everyone else did it.
You know, it's alcohol is not the only the only thing, and it's not, it's irresponsibility that's the cause of.
It's not going away anytime soon. If we would just allow people to make their own choices in regards to what they put in their own bodies, I agree with you, Mark. I think the entire attitude towards alcohol in this country would shift dramatically more towards safety instead of this crazy
weekend
party. Guns
don't kill people.
Stuff.
Alcohol doesn't kill people. Cigarettes don't kill people. You know what kills people? Irresponsibility.
More is on the way. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Are you somebody that wants to see alcohol sales banned from the internet? Because according to at least one website, most people do.
Oh, what a little research can do.
Yeah, well, a little biased research. I went to this website.
No, I'm saying your research.
Oh, our research.
Maybe it is biased, but at least it's biased towards freedom and towards reality.
Well, first, this all started with a story out of Madison, Wisconsin about how, oh, no, parents, be afraid. Your children are ordering alcohol online. Because if they didn't have to, if they couldn't order it online, they obviously couldn't get it through any other channels, which is ludicrous. But the article mentioned a website, pointclickdrink.com. So I went there during the break.
It's a little investigatory.
Yeah, just to see what was going on here. And apparently the problem, according to them, is that teenagers can order online. It's anonymous. All you need is a credit card. They deliver the alcohol to your home. But they're asking for a total ban on internet alcohol sales. They're not asking for
right.
a regulation.
How else could... Right, that's what I said. That's the only way you could control this,
right.
is to ban these stores from existing.
You can't sell alcohol on the internet. It's illegal.
Let me tell you, I used to work for a company called Wine Country Gift Baskets.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold, you know, obviously gift baskets around holiday time. And they did all their sales through the internet. And there were only 13 states, and this has changed a little bit over the past couple of years. There were only 13 states where it's actually legal to send alcohol to through the mail.
Where it's legal?
Yeah, where it's okay. legal to send alcohol through the mail. Most states have a ban on it, so you can't send alcohol. Florida's one of them. You cannot mail alcohol to anyone in Florida.
Now, why do you think that is?
Probably because they want, you know, whatever alcohol group who's selling whatever alcohol here, you know, whatever liquor, they want to make sure that all that stuff is coming in on their trucks.
Right. The alcohol business is very highly regulated. There are a lot of there's a lot of lobbying firms involved. There's a lot of regulations. There's in some states, there's mandatory middlemen. In some states,
there have to be distributors and that kind of thing.
Right. There have been some alcohol manufacturers who have railed against these laws and saying, you know, we want to sell directly to our consumers. We're tired of these laws that mandate that there be middlemen and therefore markups, of course,
right,
between us and our consumers.
If you follow the money, then you'll understand that the local politicians have friends who are in these businesses who are just more than happy to have laws that say, well, you have to include us. There can only be there,
right.
And we have to limit the competition. That's what's happening here. When this is a liquor store essentially in God knows where, call it Poughkeepsie, that is sending alcohol to up to 13 states, maybe all 50, who knows? Yeah. I don't know what the rules are. And they're competing with the local stores.
And they don't like that.
The local stores don't want that competition.
So I was looking at this Point Click Drink website on their The Solution page, and after complaining about how teenagers are allegedly buying these things, they say the best way to ensure better than any other system that alcohol products are sold responsibly to adults and not our children is through a face-to-face transaction.
No, the best way to ensure it is to shut down every liquor store that there is. So these people are only slitting their own throats. And that's how regulation works. Every time you put a regulation on someone else, every time you make a law that affects someone else, you're cutting your own liberties
not
to
right
pieces.
Away, per se.
Not right away, but that's what the next step's going to be. As soon as this, what if this whole let's not let the teenagers get liquor thing really sets fire like Prohibition did in the early part of the 1900s? What if it really takes hold? Who's next? After we shut down the internet liquor stores, Mr. Local Bricks and Mortar Liquor Store, who's supporting this? Who's next?
It's through a face-to-face transaction. Such transactions establish an essential chain of custody for alcohol access, and they keep local officials in the loop on who's selling and buying alcohol in your community. Because before the internet was around, kids couldn't get their hands on alcohol.
No, and they're not doing it now through means besides alcohol.
They also ensure that local law enforcement can act to hold accountable those who break the law.
I don't know. I definitely don't think that there are probably too many homeless guys on the street with laptops that you can walk up to and you say, hey man, can you buy me some alcohol? Can you buy me some beer? I don't think they're sitting there with their laptops and they're going to order it. No, they'll probably go into the brick and mortar store and buy the alcohol for the teenager that's standing.
Right, kids don't have any trouble. When I was a teenager, we did not order the alcohol online. Okay, we didn't go through that. Mark.
I had a trick. I worked at a comic book store, and I had a friend who was older. Not even a friend. I had a guy who came in that I sort of known throughout the years.
Buddy
who was
buddy
older,
yeah.
And I got a certain amount of comic books for free there working at the comic book store. I got a certain amount of credit. And so what I'd do is I'd give him double the amount in comic book credit for the amount of alcohol that he'd bring me.
Sure.
So if he brought me a 10 bottle, that was the cheap kind of vodka at the time, came in, you know, the 1.75 liters plastic bottle kind of thing. He'd bring one of those. I'd give him $20 in credit in the store.
Good to
That's
go.
How it worked.
The National Medical Association, now they're going to pull out the big guns, which represents more than 26,000 physicians in the United States, has recognized the risks linked to underage access of alcohol through the internet. Quote, elimination of the face-to-face...
Through the internet.
Yeah, they had to
Did they recognize that? Did they recognize that it was underage access to alcohol through the internet?
That's what apparently they've got some doctors. They paid off some physicians to speak for them here. They're saying elimination of the face-to-face transaction in alcohol sales is a great risk to public health. And if left untreated, the risk can escalate into a full-blown public health crisis.
It's absolutely a crisis. These kids, they aren't getting enough social interaction these days. They need to be face-to-face with the people they're buying alcohol from. This is a real travesty.
Yeah, we need to ensure that children talk to adults, talk to the homeless, and have them buy their alcohol for them.
It's a social conundrum here that we're having. These kids, they need to get out of the house. They need to go outside and drink.
You know, it's so funny. I did do the homeless guy alcohol purchasing thing in high school, too. I was, you know, I drank a lot.
That's right. You guys were both alcoholics.
I wasn't an alcoholic.
I would go right to the grocery store where this liquor store was, and that's how it is in Florida. I know it's different other places. There's liquor stores right next to grocery stores. I would go right there, sit in the parking lot, wait for some seedy-looking guy to come along and go into the liquor store, and I'd say, hey, man, let me give you such and such for so and so.
I don't know if I'm outing you, Ian, but didn't you wake up in someone's lawn at some point?
Yes, but that doesn't make me an alcoholic. Anybody a dumb kid.
Anybody who's ever drank has woke up in someone's lawn.
And no, I woke up on his front porch, passed out in a pool of my own vomit, and then shortly thereafter quit drinking. But then I went on to another portion of this website, because at this point my suspicions had been raised. I thought, okay, this has got to be some sort of consortium of alcohol distributors, bricks and mortar style alcohol distributors trying to outlaw the competition.
Because
and sure
that's
enough,
the way it works when some sort of wacky legislation is.
Sure enough, they have a press release on their website that doesn't mention per se, necessarily, in the title, at least, teens. The title is, Majority of Americans Oppose Sales of Alcohol Beverages Via Web and Mail. And then they go on to say that 80% or so of Americans supposedly believe that alcohol should not be sold online. For whatever reason, maybe it's for the kids or whatever. But this is, they're trying to make it so that these alcohol dealers online are prohibited.
That's exactly what they want.
And they want it for their bottom line.
They sure
want
they
it
do.
For their stores. And that's sick. And as you pointed out, Mark, it's just going to come back to bite them if they're successful at this. 800-259-9231. Well, a lot of people die from alcohol. That we know. But there are some things that people are scared about dying from, Johnson, that probably aren't going to happen to them. What do you
think? Yeah, I'd like to talk about those because, well, it says here, Deepak Chopra, doctor and a pioneer of alternative medicine, once said that everything we fear has already happened. In other words, there's no need to fear what we spend most of our time fearing. Still, many Americans have intense fears of death caused by certain things that are actually very unlikely to occur. On the contrary, most of the likely causes of death are rarely sources of fear for most of us. What follows is a list of the most common yet unfounded causes of death that are most feared. The first one here?
Unfounded, most common causes of death, is that right?
This is a list of the things that Americans are scared to death of dying from.
Okay.
But it's very unlikely that they actually ever will.
Lightning strike. Shark attack.
That's one of them. Yep, you got a couple, and we'll cover some more. First, we'll start out with airplane crashes.
All right, coming back. 800-259-9231, plus Alex in Texas is on the line. We're going to get to his call, yours as well, if you make them. 800-259-9231, this is your show. You take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works for For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. We are in the final segment of the Friday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Once again, toll-free 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call about whatever you want. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you get to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, which means that we take that $3 in and we turn it right back around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, hence the name AMP. It's great because it helps us get on more radio stations around the country. It helps us get more internet listeners. And, of course, the more people and the more stations we have, the more new people will be coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, you really need to look into the Amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com. Johnson, I want to jump into your list here. We're going to talk about the six different ways that Americans are scared to death of dying from, the different methods of dying, like things like airplane crashes, that sort of thing. But really, odds are they're not going to happen. We'll talk about that in a bit, but we've got to go to Alex in Texas first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. You're listening on Radio Free Austin. What's on your mind?
Because, yeah, I'd like to let people know. Maybe other people have the same opinion, but I have yet to find people. But I'm puzzled as to why Americans feel they need to force democracy on other countries, and like the Middle East, for instance, we have things going on there every day. You read in the papers, you hear on the news something about the Middle East. Now, the reason, by them forcing it, by the Americans forcing a democracy on other countries, they're actually being dictators. They're no better than Hitler.
You're absolutely right.
You know, it's also, I'm sort of the opinion, freedom has to be earned. You can't give it to someone.
And I think what's also weird about this, too, is they don't even want to force our form of government. They want to force democracy on these countries, not a constitutional republic.
Yep.
People are always screaming for democracy.
But another thing would be, is these people, you know, here in America, they're painted as bad people and terrorists. But the thing is, these people, the only reason they're painted as terrorists is because they don't want to conform to the American Catholic way of life or the American way of life. The thing is, those people over there actually have morals. Unlike the children that we're raising today, they have no sense of morality. They have no sense of...
I don't agree with anything that you're saying right now. Not at all.
The thing is, democracy and freedom and all this. This is just an excuse for terror, sponsored by the American government.
That I agree with.
This is just an excuse, and every single time the public loses interest in supporting this terror organization, they come up with a new Bin Laden tape, a new.
Sure, Iranian
terror.
Let's not forget the Iranians with their nuclear weapons.
Let's not forget about the terror plot that the British foiled. Oh my gosh, they foiled that plot so well.
Yeah, the sick thing is it's just giving them an excuse to crack down on our freedoms in this country, and it's really just amazing. And Johnson, I just was interested in, you said you didn't agree with the part about where he was talking about how our kids don't have morals. Could you get into that a little bit?
Well, he was also saying that the people over in the Middle East do have morals comparatively to over here. Come on.
Well,
why?
Because they dress their women in burqas? They have a sense of religion far more than they do here.
I don't want your religion. I don't want your religious beliefs.
What does religion mean somebody's good for? I mean,
they're actually willing to
die and blow up buildings.
And the thing is, you know, basically the bottom line goes, if you're not willing to follow the path,
they're willing to beat their women into submission. Is that moral?
But that's their part of their beliefs. Why should we force
their beliefs? Oh, but so moral, right? That's what's moral, right? We should go by the Old Testament where people throw stones at their kids for talking out of line, right?
We don't agree with taking your shoes off before you come into the house, for the most part, but hey, that's the way they believe.
Look, that's a culture, not a moral. Wait a second. Your belief is a belief.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it's based on. Because it's based on God doesn't make it good, and based on me making money make it bad. A belief is just a belief.
But the thing is, bottom line is, why should these people be persecuted for the things that they believe? And the American public, what they do is they demonize these people through media.
That much I totally agree with you about.
I just don't agree about the whole thing about them being more moral.
But I do agree with you that we should just stay out of their business. However, whatever it is they're doing to their women or whatever, it's none of my business. It doesn't affect my life.
I'm sure there are people over there that are more moral than over here, and there are people over here that are more moral over there.
Exactly.
Because there are people of various levels of morality in both.
We have to look at people as individuals, not as members of a group. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. All right. So, Johnson, let's get into this list of ways that people are afraid of dying, but probably won't happen.
Okay. The first one that I brought up was airplane crashes. Some 30 million Americans describe themselves as anxious flyers. What makes them anxious is the fear of dying in a plane crash. What's the actual risk of being involved in a fatal airline accident? Well, according to Arnold Bennett, a statistical expert in the field of aviation safety, it's once every 19,000 years. And that is only provided that the person flew on an airplane once a day for 19,000 years. In other words,
so if they flew on a plane for 19,000 years once per day, they would at some point probably die in a crash.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's how low the odds are, because so many people fly in planes.
Sure.
You know, it's just...
Mark's one of those who's scared in airplanes.
I don't like that. The landing thing really bugs
me. The statistical probability of you dying in an airplane crash is very, very, very low. One of the safest places to be. You will more likely die on a bus.
Now, I wonder whether these auto crash. Are these American statistics or are these worldwide statistics?
Americans. Okay. This is American. Shark attack. Do you refuse to go near the movie Jaws for fear that you'll never go back in the water? Actually, I like that one, the panic one. Open water.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. That is a freaky shark movie.
Okay.
It says, you're not alone, as many Americans fear getting killed by a shark. According to the International Shark Attack File, apparently this is an organization, ISAF.
They probably get plenty of funding for that.
Though, only 1,909 confirmed shark attacks have occurred around the world between 1580 and 2003.
Wow. 1,100 in...
No, like 2,000.
What?
1909. That's almost
1,909 shark attacks.
I thought he said 1,100.
No, 1,900.
Oh, excuse me.
Of these, 737 happened in the United States, and 38 people died as a result. That said, what are the real odds of being attacked by a shark? 1 and 11.5 million.
I think the numbers are messed up. Did you see, if you take the amount of United States coastline versus the world coastline, and you look at the 700 versus the 1900, you'll realize a lot of shark attacks went undocumented in a lot of countries.
All right, moving on. We got
still though.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
700 in the last four. You know, even if it was 700 in the last 200 years.
We've got being murdered. According to the World Health Organization, one person is murdered about every 60 seconds worldwide. In 2000, an estimated 520,000 people were murdered in the world. Although that sounds like a lot, let us put things into perspective. In 2000, over 6 million people died of cancer.
Hmm.
Still, though, it sounds like your odds of being murdered are much higher than those of being attacked by a shark or
right,
a plane crash.
Right, but it's still infinitesimal.
I want to skip to this one because we're running short on time.
Terrorist attack. With the recent London bombings happened in September 11th, not too far behind, death by terrorist attack is fresh in people's minds.
Apparently not in people over the age of 55, as we discovered earlier this week with, 30% of Americans not even remembering what year the September 11th attacks happened.
A poll in Condé Nast Traveler in February 2003 found that one-third of respondents feared a terrorist attack. What are your real odds of dying this way? Historically speaking, it's 1 in 9.3 million chance, which is a slightly greater risk than you have of dying in an avalanche.
Now, that's in America, right? That's in America, because if you live in the Middle East, I would say your odds are significantly higher.
Yeah. Well, I would say in Israel or in Iraq directly.
If you live in like a Tahitian island, your chances are probably even lower.
But going on, falling to death in 2001, more than 11,600 people aged 65 and older died from fall-related injuries, representing a real concern. Children are also at risk of falling if they're not being properly supervised. But the type of fall we're talking about here is the kind that occurs from a height and to adults. While falling from a height is a leading cause of work-related death among construction workers, it kills only an estimated of 80 people each year. And
79 of which are drunken construction workers.
And the risk to the general...
Sometimes they slip.
Yeah, and the risk to the general population who are exposed to heights is less often is likely to be lower than that. So, and the last one, natural disaster, earthquakes, tornadoes, storms, floods, heat, cold, etc. All these are perceived as a threat looming overhead at any time. Your real lifetime odds of dying from a natural force of those listed above, 1 in 3,357, according to the Science and Technology website.
Oh, that's actually, those are pretty good odds.
LiveScience.com. 1 in 3,000 is not that good.
Compared to some of the other ones.
The real causes of death that you should look out for, tobacco, poor diet and physical inactivity, alcohol consumption, microbial agents, toxic agents, motor vehicle crashes, incidents involving firearms, sexual behaviors, and illicit use of drugs. Illicit use of drugs being 17,000 people.
And that would
and
all go away if we'd legalize
435,000 deaths.
It's Finney in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night for the Live Saturday Show. Join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...